When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Modern Homesteading Podcast.
We have allowed ourselves to become so disconnected and ignorant about something that is as intimate as the food that we eat.
Be prepared to grow your own for victory.
God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink foamed pullets who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer.
Hello and welcome to the Modern Homesteading Podcast. I'm your host, Harold Thornborough, and glad you're joining me today. It is January 14th, 2019. And this is episode 111, and today we're going to talk about why every homesteader should also be a prepper, and I really, really believe that. So before we jump into that, let's just talk about a few homestead updates, things that are going on around here. And, you know, this last weekend, I spent some time at a friend's homestead, and we built a cattle panel pallet greenhouse. Man, I think came out pretty cool. We just took cattle panels. They ended up being like 8.5 feet wide, 25 feet long. We came up on the sides like 2 feet with these. He had these oak pallets that he gets from work. Man, these things work perfect. We just went all the way down each side, 2 feet high, put these 16-foot cattle panels hooped up over all the way down. And like I said, it ended up being 25 feet long, six panels. When this is all said and done with the 2x4s, the hinges, he found an old screen door out of the trash. You know, we're putting a little window on the back of it with the plastic, everything. He's going to have less than $250 in a 25-foot greenhouse. That's pretty cool. So that was a lot of fun, and I learned some things. I'd never actually built one, but I'd seen it done a bunch, and I'd wanted to do it. That's why I was eager to get over and help him build it. I was like, I want to check this out. And I did take some video, and I will be posting some of the videos and a little tutorial in the Homestead Forum membership community for the members there. So that'll be something extra you'll be getting here at some point. So I look forward to getting that up here in the future. I'll probably wait till he gets the plastic. He didn't have the plastic yet, and I'll go over and help him get that plastic on and maybe film that too, stretching that on, getting it totally set up before I piece it all together and kind of release a little tutorial video on putting one up. It was pretty cool, though. I enjoyed doing it. I also took a few rabbits over there. He was kind of – he raises rabbits, but he's yet to have processed any rabbits. I actually hooked him up with rabbits a while back, some meat rabbits, and he's never processed any. And so him and his girlfriend, they decided they wanted to have their hand at processing some. So I took some rabbits over there, and we processed them gave him a little education in that. And also, we're continuing to eat really abundantly from the greenhouse here. I'm enjoying that as well. Lots of lettuce, a lot of bok choy. I probably like that. I had never grew it in the greenhouse before, but it's growing really well. Cabbage is growing well. The lettuce mixes, spinach, all that's doing really, really well. Kale, it's all growing really good, really eating really good. And, you know, I've taken my healthy eating to another level by taking some real action and eating healthy right now. And that's been real important with me. It wasn't some New Year's resolution or anything. I started about, you know, a few weeks before New Year's, and I thought, boy, I just got to change my diet. It's just bad. You know, I've kind of almost went back to my old ways of eating back before I had cancer back in 2012. And it wasn't quite that bad, but it was getting there. And I thought, got to change that. I'd already could tell that my immune system wasn't as strong, and it was just causing me a lot of problems. As a matter of fact, our live chat in the Homestead Forum membership community was on that eating healthy and stuff. So, you know, we got that's something that's just really big for me right now. Let's just jump right into our main topic. Now, yesterday I had to take a Saturday run, so I ended up driving for 8 hours in a pretty bad snowstorm, and the roads were pretty bad. I went, I don't know, maybe 50 miles at about 25 mile an hour, and this was a 60 zone, so it was getting pretty bad. And just that and some other things that have happened has really got my mind on being prepared, you know, being prepared for disasters, being prepared for, you know, just my own situations and things that I've faced in the past, and not being prepared for those things and the trouble it brought me. You know, preparedness is important. And I actually did a podcast episode on that for the bonus episodes in the Homestead Forum membership community back last spring. And so what I wanted to actually do, instead of just repeating a lot of what I said there, I'm going to play a few minutes from that podcast, and then I'm going to come back at the end and talk about a couple things I think I left out. You know, there's some other important things that I left out, but I'm going to kind of focus all week this week on preparedness. I posted yesterday a blog post about how to prepare a bug out bag. Now, if you don't know what that is, you can go to the website, smalltownhomestead.com, and read that article. And it basically just tells you what you need to do to get a bag ready in case you have to get out, because natural disasters can absolutely drive you away from your home. And it's the last thing we want to do. It's an absolute last resort, but sometimes it's necessary. So you can't always bug in. Sometimes you have to get out. And I'll talk about some of the reasons you might have to do that in that blog post. But let's just take a few minutes. Let's listen to what I said in that podcast. And like I said, I'll come back at the end and maybe add a few things to it. What is a prepper? Because I think when many people think of a prepper, they make the confusion with a doomsday prepper, you know, what you'd see on the TV shows and things. And this is someone who thinks a large-scale catastrophic disaster is likely to happen. So they make preparations for what's considered an imminent disaster, almost end of the world scenarios. The term prepper, though, really simply refers to someone who practices preparedness. And I think, you know, not all preppers are homesteaders for sure. I mean, you can stockpile goods, you can stockpile canned goods and supplies, and, you know, and you're a prepper. But I would say that, you know, that, and you're not a homesteader if you're doing that. You're a prepper. But some preppers are homesteaders in the sense that they're growing their food and they're canning their own vegetables and they're putting that up. So I would say all good homesteaders are preppers to some degree, or at least they should be. And I think they are. I mean, if you're doing any canning at all and putting food up in your cabinets, if you're building a life of any kind of sustainability of all at all, where each year you can provide for yourself to a certain degree without relying on a system or anything like that, that's prepping. That's preparedness. So what disasters should homesteaders prepare for? Well, job loss is a serious disaster for some people. I mean, if you don't have any money put back, you don't have food put back, you don't have any means, and you lose your job, it can be a disaster for many people. So I was off work for 8 weeks when I got my cancer diagnosis, with surgery and recovery time and some chemo and that kind of stuff. I was off for 8 weeks. And by the time that 8 weeks were up, we were broke and we weren't homesteading at the time. And you know what? We didn't have food put back. We didn't have money really put back other than just a few weeks worth of pay our bills with. We had no sustainability in our lives and it was kind of devastating. It cleaned out our accounts. And so job loss is a big one. You should prepare to a certain degree for job loss. You know, be prepared for there not being any income coming in. Let's put it that way. Because some of you maybe are full-time homesteaders, but there might be a time when there's no income coming in. Maybe other disasters hit you and it takes away your income. And that can be serious. Illness is huge. As you can probably hear right now, I've got a pretty bad cold and got some chest stuff going on. I've been coughing and I'll be editing out all the coughs because you don't need to hear that. But yeah, it can hit you and you can miss work or you can not be able to work on your homestead for days or even weeks if you catch a serious illness, and it can set you back. It can be a disaster if you're not prepared for it. Natural disasters are probably the thing that most of us think of when we think of what kind of disaster should we prepare for. Some of the things that we, like here in Indiana where I live, harsh winters are pretty serious. Ice storms, things like that, that can knock out our electricity. They can make it so we can't get on the roads to go get supplies. If we lose our electric and things like that, we could actually have no heat if we're not prepared with other ways. I mean, it can be pretty devastating many places. And here also, tornadoes are a big issue. And you know, that can wipe out the power of a town pretty quick. In some places, it's hurricanes, it's flooding. Other places, it's earthquakes. Other places, it's forest fires. I mean, there is a lot of things. Whatever natural disasters are most common to your area, you should be prepared for it. And it's just something that it's just common sense. And people think that if people think you're crazy for preparing for those kind of things, well, you're not. You're being responsible. That's always my response. I'm being responsible. You know, if you put in a storm shelter because you don't have a basement and you're preparing for a tornado, there's nothing crazy about that. That's preparedness. You know, if you're putting together a bug out bag, which we'll talk about here in a few minutes, you know, because forest fires are something that happens in your area and you could have to exit your house quickly. There's nothing wrong with that, or having a bug out location. We'll talk about that. There's nothing crazy about that. And you know, these are things that homesteaders should prepare for. I also think another potential disaster that homesteaders should prepare for is a scarcity due to economic turmoil. And what I mean by that is not being able to get supplies, not being able to get gas, not being able to get electricity, not being able to buy food, not being able to get things you need for daily life. And people think that could never happen. And I think the folks of Venezuela thought that as well. They are in a time of economic turmoil where their money is worthless and they cannot get supplies, and they're doing whatever they can to survive. And so many people think that, you know, the United States of America is beyond that, and other countries as well. Nobody's beyond that. It can happen anywhere. I do think it's less likely to happen here than it is some other places, but I think it's not impossible. So it is something you should prepare for to a certain degree. I think it's the least likely of these things I've mentioned, but it's also something that it should be on your radar, I think. There are other things. There are those doomsday scenarios, but I think starting with these things is a great place to start. So this right here will prepare you for even more serious things or anything in between, if you could prepare for these things. So in what ways can a homesteader practice preparedness? Well, obviously, food storage is huge. And I think most homesteaders are big on that. We want to put up enough to get us through the winter and get us through, you know, tougher times when food isn't growing in the backyard. A lot of us are doing that because we want to eat healthy. But there is an aspect of just having food available at all times in our pantry that is an act of preparedness that is responsible. And it's prepping 101. It really is. I mean, having food. Something we may not think of as much, especially if you live in a place where you feel like it's readily available and you have a constant water supply, is water storage. You should put up water. We don't put up enough water. That's something I've been thinking a lot about, and I don't feel like we put up enough water. We do have a pond. We do have water storage outside. We do have access to water if for some reason, you know, that and we do have a few gallons always in the house, but not enough, I don't think. I think water storage is something I probably should increase, because it's something that it's easy. Just put it up and stack it away. It doesn't go bad, you know? So just put it up. Alternative heat is big, especially here where I live in Indiana. You know, in the wintertime, we think about that. Alternative heat, if our electric goes out and our furnaces won't run. Do you have kerosene heaters? Do you have a wood stove? Do you have a generator that hooked up to your furnace that you can run your furnace if it's natural gas or propane? Are there things you can do to produce heat if certain systems fail? Most people just install a wood stove or have kerosene heaters for backup. It's a great idea. But these are important issues to prepare for, because, you know, if your electric goes down for a couple weeks, which is not an impossibility in some places, it can cause you a lot of headaches and possibly be dangerous in many situations, especially if it's cold outside. So having an alternative heat source is important for a homesteader. Alternative energy is another biggie. A lot of people are really getting into the solar panels, but just having a generator and a battery backup or something like that. I tell you what, having an inverter and that you can hook up to your car to where you can run extension cords out to it to keep your refrigerator and freezer running, and maybe a light bulb or two here and there. That right there is pretty valuable. I mean, just having some sort of alternate energy to help you out if something happens where you don't have energy. Obviously, we can take a lesson from preppers on this next one. That's just stockpiling necessary supplies. Maybe, you know, I mean, we can do a lot of things. We think about our food and our water and stockpiling those supplies, but What about toilet paper? What about some soaps? What about things that maybe you don't, you know, you don't have the skill set to produce yet, or you're not making or producing on your property? You should stockpile some of those supplies and have them in case maybe you can't get out quickly or anything. I'm not talking about being ridiculous about it, but you know, I even think having a few canned foods and things like that is not a bad idea that you would buy at the store for emergencies. But yeah, stockpiling some necessary supplies could, you know, whatever you deem necessary there, you have to think about that, make a list, go around your house, think what would I have to have to survive for a month if something happened, or 2 weeks if something happened that I'm not producing on my homestead, and stockpile a few of those things, you know, keep a few in the back in a spare room or under a bed or something like that. Now, obviously, because we're different than just a prepper who isn't a homesteader, I think preparedness through sustainability is really important. And this mostly comes through skill set, knowing how to save seeds so you can produce year after year, knowing how to grow your own food, knowing how to preserve your food, knowing the skill sets, there's many, knowing how to make your own medicines, knowing how to make soap, all these skill sets that many homesteaders practice because they want to be self-sufficient. This is preparedness through sustainability, because in a long-term scenario, like say Venezuela is going through, skills like that, sustainable skills, can get you through a serious, serious situation for a long period of time. So I think that that's a good reason to build a skill set and have supplies to do that, those kind of things on your homestead, so you can always provide for yourself no matter what's going on around you. I also think you should know how to make things from scratch. If there ever comes a time where you can't go out and buy things, do you know how to make it from scratch? Because this could be a valuable skill if you're in a serious situation. And I mentioned earlier bug out bags. We call them a bob. These are important. Like I said, if you need to get out, maybe there's been an earthquake and you're going to have to get out because things are just really dangerous right now. Maybe there's forest fires heading towards you. Maybe there's just situations where you need to get out and you need a bag ready to go. Each person in your household should have a bag ready to go. When you don't have time to be digging around, finding stuff, have a bag with all the things you need to get by. You also should have a bug out location, a BOL, because you will need possibly to have a place to go when that happens. I mean, is there a family member in a certain area far away from where you're at where you could go to their house and stay? Is there a place, say, you could go and camp? Or is there a hotel you have in mind that you could go to? I mean, is there a place? Do you have a place? Do you actually have another location already somewhere set up where you can go? These are important things to think about in an act of preparedness, because as much as we love our homesteads, as much as we want to be there and grow our own food and be sustainable, if something's going on there, it's better to escape. I mean, we've seen this with the floods in Houston. We've seen this with forest fires and places in California and other places. These things happen, and sometimes you just got to get the heck out. You know what I mean? So nobody wants to, but you got to be ready to just in case. And I think a final thing I'll talk about as an act of preparedness is something that I don't put a lot of emphasis on, but it is important, and that's security. If things get tough and you've got food, and you don't have enough to share with other people, you may have to have a method of security. And nobody likes to think about that. Preppers like to think about that. That's probably, they would put that one at the top of the list. Me, I wouldn't, because I would hope that it never gets that bad. I guess I just have a hope that it would never get that bad. You know, I do have guns. I do have fences. I do have locks, but my hope is that I would never need to use any violence on anybody to save my own life or my family's life. But, you know, it's something you might want to think about in a situation, and to each their own. Everybody has to make their own decision, and it's a tough one. And that's, I won't judge anybody either way on that. Each their own. If you feel like that's something you want to do, then that's up to you to decide to do that. And the thing is, that's something you don't want to talk a lot about. You know, I mean, that's something that's going to be between you and your family and your homestead, as far as I'm concerned. And it ought to be that way, because you don't want people knowing how you're prepared in a security aspect. So that would be the final one. And to me, it would be the bottom of this. To some, it'd be at the top. So that's just, those are the things I think a homesteader should practice when it comes to preparedness. There's probably other things I'm not thinking of, but those are just a few. So I hope that gives you some ideas on being prepared and how it relates to homesteading and why I do think that they belong together. I think that every homesteader should be a prepper. And honestly, I think every prepper should be a homesteader because it's so much better to build up security through sustainability than it is through stockpiling, because provisions will run out through stockpiling. But if you're sustainable and you can produce year after year, season after season, they don't run out. And you have a skill set to collect the seeds and reproduce over and over and over, you don't run out. I think about my meat rabbits and my quail and, you know, how I can just produce that food over and over and over and just keep breeding and keep feeding and keep butchering. And I'll have an endless supply of meat there. Garden, same way. Save the seeds, replant, preserve, endless supply of food. And that is so much better in every way than stockpiling. So take those things into consideration and, you know, look at your homestead as an act of preparedness, because it is important. Don't think of doomsday preppers every time you think of preparedness. Think of responsibility. Be a responsible person by preparing for potential bad situations. Okay, well, there it was. Hope you got something out of that. There was a few things I left out of that. And I said earlier that I was pretty sure I did. Some other things that I think are really important, and of course, we talked about the water storage, the food storage, and power backup. You know, preparedness through sustainability is a huge one for me. But I think some things that you also have to pay attention to as a homesteader is, one, you have to have a livestock care plan. Like, if things get bad, say there's a flood, or, you know, hurricanes coming, or just whatever, what forest fires, whatever your natural disaster could be in your area, what could you do with your livestock? Do you have a plan written out? Do you have an idea of what you would do if things got bad? And that's a biggie for folks. I mean, sometimes that's hard. Do you have a place you could take those animals temporarily and get them out of there quickly? Creating an emergency information documentation, I think, is really important too. You know, we don't have phone numbers written down anymore, and we don't memorize them because everybody stores them in their phone number in their phones. Have addresses, phone numbers, any other documentation you feel like might be important. Have that stuff written down and in a safe place. We talked about bug out bags, bug out locations, things like that. But I also think that medical preparedness is something that you should really pay attention to. Understand what to do if there's a serious situation, because you very well may end up be in a position where it takes somebody a while to get to you, especially if there's a disaster, a natural disaster happening, and they're really tied up with other things. So have a kit, know how to use it, have some basic understanding and medical preparedness. So those were just a few things that I kind of failed to mention in that previous podcast, but I think are really, really important things. Like I said, you should go check out that bug out bag post that I wrote. I'm going to be putting up a couple more things this week because, like I said, my focus is just this week. You know, it's not something we as homesteaders think a ton about, but I think it's really, really important that we be prepared. And, you know, I'd much rather just be gardening and taking care of my animals and eating good food and, you know, doing herbal remedies and making soaps and, you know, all that stuff we love to do. But sometimes things happen and we need to be prepared for those things when they happen. So I think a podcast like this and the information I'm going to share this week on the website are really important. So head on over to smalltownhomestead.com. If you want to see the show notes for this episode, it's smalltownhomestead.com/111 for episode 111. And just go to the main page there to see the articles that I'm going to be writing throughout the week. So, hey, thanks for joining me, everyone. And until next week, happy homesteading, and God bless.
Thanks for listening. To see the show notes for this podcast or listen to other podcast episodes, go to smalltownhomestead.com. There you can also read our blog, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, and take advantage of the many resources we make available to help you along in your homesteading journey. Please share this podcast and help us to carry out our mission of helping others to homestead today for a better tomorrow.